Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever. Real people, real life, real insight. We bridge gaps through unscripted conversation, improvising, adapting, and overcoming life's obstacles. There is life outside of the box. Take a chance on you today. Enjoy the show.
I played that song this morning for my amazing and phenomenal wife, Miss Pam McCray. I know she absolutely loves that song. You know, she's out and about doing what she does early this morning. You know, I appreciate her so much because she does so much, and you know, I don't know where I would be without her. You know, love you, sweetie. But, you know, Grinders, welcome, welcome, welcome to The Grind. It's 8 a.m. morning edition of The Grind. This Thursday morning, man, I got to tell you what, I got so many things on my mind right now. You're going to definitely want to go and grab that second cup of coffee. If you haven't had it yet, you want to be wide awake. You want to go ahead and also go ahead and text this number out, man. Get somebody on that you know may benefit, you know, from The Grind. Somebody that may be going through right now. Somebody that's having some issues that they need to get solve some things that they can't process mentally. You know, we all know people. We all know people like that right now. So go ahead and text this number out. Give them the number 657-383-1291, or just tell them to blog on to blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101. If they're sitting at their desk on the JOB, on the Just Over Broke, yep, that pissed somebody off right there. If they're sitting there, then, you know, tell them to chime into The Grind. Chime into The Grind. Something's going to be said on this show that's going to make somebody mad. Nah, it's not going to make them mad. It's going to piss them off. And that's just the way it is. That's life. You know, we got to learn to deal with it. You know, I can tell you right now, some people say some stuff to me sometimes that piss me off, but I got to get over it. You know, I got to move on. How many of y'all want to hear that song again? I can tell you right now that I know my wife is in the car right now saying, I do. She'll listen to that song like 17 times in a row, you know. But guess what? That's energy. She's creating energy for herself and people around her. So, man, you got to love it. You know, when she first started, you know, playing this song, I was like, man, I'm like, we're going to listen to this again? She said, yeah, absolutely. And I just, you know what, after a while, like, you know, we just learned the words to it. And, you know, I think she got a DM from Marvin Sapp saying that's a great song, you know, she was using it in everything she did. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, awesome, welcome to The Grind. We're going to bridge some gaps here this morning. And, you know, there was something that I wanted to talk about, but, you know, one word kept really jumping in my spirit. And, you know, this show is unscripted, by the way, just so you guys know. There is nothing that we talk about on this show that's any set format, but it's unscripted because I believe in being led by the spirit. And, you know, sometimes I'll come upstairs and I'll sit in my office and I'll say, okay, God, just give it to me. Give me whatever you want me to talk about. And, you know, to be quite honest, sometimes I don't get it until 5 minutes before the show. Sometimes I don't get it. Sometimes I'll get it the night before. Sometimes I don't get it until 15 minutes before the show. It just depends, you know, but I believe it all depends on how dependent we are on God. You know, definitely you want to, you know, you've got that moment where, you know, you can't depend on anything else. You have to depend on what God is feeding you firsthand right there. So you have to depend on God at that point, right? And that's the place that God wants to keep us, right in that moment, right in that vein, to where we're not dependent upon what man says. We're dependent upon what he says. And, you know, that's how I get things sometimes. And, you know, it's amazing because it'll just be a block, you know, it'll just be a block. I can't think of anything. I can't think of a topic. I can't think of anything. And all of a sudden, God will give it to me. You know, he says, you know, talk about energy this morning. And he even said, you know, play the song. Yes, you can, because that song creates some amazing energy. Some of us are so caught up on what people on the outside are thinking and what they're going to, what they want to hear, you know, what's going on the outside, but what happens when God gives you what you need? Sorry, I'm sipping on some coffee. I hope y'all got coffee too, but that's what I do. When I get that block, I just go get a cup of coffee and I say, God, speak to me. But, you know, one of the things that I know for a fact is that, you know, guys, we consume and produce energy every single day. We consume it and we produce energy. Every day, everything around us, you know, is energy. It feeds into our success. It feeds into our failure. You know, we can think sometimes that, you know, life is unfair. You know, we think it's hard. So, I mean, we even go as far as to say life is cruel sometimes. But the truth is, you've heard me say it before, life is exactly, you know, what we make it. Life is what we make it. You know, we're responsible for the energy that we put out to everybody every day. We're responsible, you know, for the energy that we take in. You know, your energy, think about your energy. Your energy is determined by the decisions that you make. Think about that. Good decisions create good energy. Bad decisions, of course, create bad energy. But one thing that I know for a fact, and the thing that you're going to have to really, really grasp is that, you know, you control the inflow and the outflow. And when you understand that things, when you really understand that you control the inflow and the outflow, things become different. That means you're in control. You're the authority. You control the inflow and the outflow. So, we know, I've said before, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, right? I mean, it's just an amazing process when you really think about energy and how, you know, that affects us. But, you know, the struggle that we have for authority, that struggle for authority over our thoughts, that's the fight, because that's where the energy comes from. But it's because of the fear of the unknown. You've all heard that. Fear is the fear of the unknown, things that may or may not happen. But you don't know because it's unknown. And they say fear isn't even real. So what's the only real true way to conquer fear? It's certainty, right? Certainty. You in order for you to really not be fearful about something, you need to know how to get there, and you need to know what the outcome is going to be. But certainty can't always start off as physical. Most times it has to start as mental. I mean, probably 99% of the time it has to start in the mental, because belief is something that you have to really grasp. You know, belief, you know, in something, guys, that faith and that belief that will come to pass, guys, will basically kill that fear, right? Well, here's the last part to that. Belief, faith, and action kills fear. Nothing happens until something moves. Now, we've heard it. Name it, claim it, believe it, achieve it. All of that's great. That's true. But nothing happens until something moves, right? Energy, man. Energy is amazing, because when you put out the wrong energy, you get the wrong thing. And you got to appreciate the people in your life, no matter what the energy that they put out, because, you know, when you start to realize everything that happens in your life happens for you, it's when you take on a whole nother mental being. Someone's always watching you. Someone's always listening to you. Even this show. There may be X amount of listeners on this show. You know, right now, there's 47 listeners on this show right now. After this show is over, there's going to be hundreds of listeners that hear this show. But everybody's listening. Everybody's hearing. Everything that you do every day, they're listening to you. They're watching you. But here's the trick about energy. When you learn that everything that comes out of your mouth has the power to drive you to success or failure, and that your actions and your words have the ability to make you or someone else begin to fly or begin to die, when you realize that is when you really start changing your energy, because somebody's always watching you. Somebody's always listening to you, even if they don't say anything. Sometimes when you may not even see them watching. You may not even know that they're there listening, but someone's always watching you. That's why you've heard me say, I hate people that whine. I hate the whiners. It's not why you're whining. It's the actual sound of it that bothers me. It's one of the things that's a pet peeve of mine. We all have those things that we don't like. There are quite a few things that I don't like that irritates me. But I'm learning to, you know, get in control of those and not you know, be, you know, slow to speak, slow to anger, you know, things of that nature. We all have things and issues and problems that we deal with every day. I'm no different than any of you. We have to deal with things on a daily basis, on a case-by-case basis, because someone's always watching. What comes out of our mouth has the ability and the power to drive us to success or failure. I know some of you are saying, I would never give someone that much power over my life. And you know what? I applaud you for that. You've taken control and you've removed all of the, you've taken control, you removed all of the negative stuff. All right. You removed yourself from that situation. Or have you? Because we talked about just on Tuesday show, we talked about burning the box. Talked about that a couple days ago. But have you? Have you really burned that box? See, we can talk a good game sometimes. All right, here we're going to step on some toes now. We're going to step on some toes. But that's what this show is, the realest show ever. We can talk a good game. But what are we doing? What are you actually putting down on paper? What are you actually doing when the doors are closed? What are you actually doing when the lights go off? What are you actually doing when someone's watching you? But that's a whole nother show. Let me not get into that because, you know, let me tell you something else that's a whole nother show. Did you know that people, that there are people out there that want to control your every thought, your every action, your very being? But that's another show. That's a whole nother show. So let me not get on that because I don't want to step on all of anybody's toes today. I just want to say a couple of things, you know, because as I say, the disclaimer, this is the realest show ever. Unscripted conversation, real life, real struggles, real people. And there are people out there that don't want you to know that they don't have it together, but they don't know that when they tell everybody that they don't have it together, when you're transparent and you say, I don't have it all together. I haven't arrived yet. I'm not perfect. Then you identify with someone that is having those struggles. It's called bridging a gap. It's something that I've learned to do. I've learned to shed a spotlight on some inabilities that I have. Because the first step to really solving or fixing those inabilities is acknowledging them and understanding that they're there. So, but when you start to do this, all of this creates that energy. What is that thing that we tell ourselves is tough or hard when we wake up in the morning? It's tough. It's hard to get out of bed. I'm going to tell you right now, I was up this morning at 5 o'clock. Was it hard? Man, absolutely. Absolutely. Are we going to have those thoughts? Absolutely. But when you have those thoughts, what do? Do you lay there and, as they say, waller in them, or do you grab it and throw it down and not let it stop you? Because your energy is everything, right? Somebody's got, you got to get up, you got to do something. But laying there, I can tell you, I've done it before, laying there in the bed and you roll over and say, oh, I'm going to get up in a minute. And then you roll over again and you hit the alarm clock. I'm going to get up in just a second. Oh, I'm hurting here. I'm hurt. I got to tell you, I woke up this morning at 5 o'clock and, man, my back was hurting so bad. Just right in the middle of my upper back was hurting. And here's the funny part. I did shoulders in the gym yesterday and I knew that my back was hurting. But I'm like, I can't, you know what? I'm not going to allow my body to dictate, you know, what I'm going to do. It's not always the best thing to do, but I did that yesterday. And I woke up and my shoulders weren't hurting. My back was hurting. And just a little twinge, just enough to make you want to lay in the bed and not get up, you know. But I had to grab that thing and I had to swing my feet out of bed and I had to sit up and I had to say, you know what, Nate, you got to get going. Because I never want anybody to start my day. I never want anybody to wake me up. I hate for somebody to wake me up in the morning. I want to get up and I want to get up on my own terms. And I'm what I'm finding here lately, guys, you know, ever since I really started doing this show, the alarm clock never wakes me up. I just get up. And it's amazing because before, I was dependent on the alarm. But now, I wake up. Before, why? Because I don't see this show as something that is tough. I don't see this as something that I don't really want to be doing. No, I see this as something that I want to do. I see this as a stepping stone. I see this as growth. I see this as, hey, you know what? We're bridging gaps. We're helping people. And that's all about purpose. But I understand that, you know, in order for me to cast the right energy, to emit the right energy, I have to be first partaker in everything that I do, everything I talk about. I have to be first partaker in it. So we can't just talk about it. We got to be about it because we believe in certain things. We have faith in certain things, but there are a lot of times we don't put action toward that belief and that faith. Which is what? You really don't believe in it. You really don't have faith in it. You just want everybody on the outside thing that you do. See, this show is about energy, but that energy sparks an action. And that action is what really moves us from level to level, right? So that thing that we say is hard or tough has to be processed as necessary before it can be conquered, right? We have to say, you know what, it's hard. When I wake up and I said, you know what, I'm woke, I got to get up. But my back is hurting. But you know what, it's necessary that I get up out of this bed and I get my day started. It's necessary that I need to get to that cup of coffee. For those of you who don't know me, and Pam will tell you, you know, when I get up in the morning, the first thing I do is, you know, I'm headed to that cup of coffee. I'm headed to that cup of coffee. Well, it's the bathroom and then it's the cup of coffee. It's just real. Let's just keep it real. So I head to that cup of coffee, and the first thing Pam hears is that, you know, that microwave, you know, because we nuke the water around here. We don't, you know, we don't boil the water. We nuke it. Some of you are saying, you know, I got a kettle. We have a kettle too, but you know, hey, you nuke it fast. You know, it's a microwave society. We want it quick. So I nuke the water and I put my coffee in it and I'm good. Once I get my coffee in my veins, my energy changes. And I think I woke up with high energy, you know, because you're up by you when you wake up, you know, you're the only one up at that moment. You know, you think your energy's high, you know, boom, I'm good. I got high energy. But when you get that, let me speak with me. When I get that coffee in my veins, that ritual, that habit, that cup of Joe, that job, guys, when I get that in my veins, this is a wrap. I'm like, let's go, let's do this thing. I don't know what it is, but hey, you know, it is what it is. But anyway, my energy level increases. So when something is necessary, it becomes what? It becomes important. When it becomes important, we move, we put action to it, right? Remember, nothing happens until something moves. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. And sometimes to believe and have faith in what you can't see yet, right? When you say that, those are called reckless thoughts. Reckless thoughts. When you wake up in the morning and you start questioning your goals, when you start questioning the vision, then that's when they start to derail. Because nobody's going to believe in it more than you do, right? Nobody's going to have as much faith in it as you do. They may say, I believe in you and I have faith in you, but you should have the most. You should believe in yourself and have faith in yourself more than anybody else. And then we start really, you know, having to really do and move in the direction that we know we need to move in. And then it starts to hurt. When I woke up this morning, I started to hurt. When I stood up, my back hurt. But I went in and I grabbed the emu oil and I reached over my back and I started to rub it right in that spot. Thank God it wasn't in that little snake spot that I can't get to. It's right up top. So I started to rub it into that spot and I massaged it in there for about 30 seconds. And my back started to feel better. Boom, I put action to the pain. But I understood that the pain was a part of the process. I work out because I want to be healthy. I want to be fit. And I'm not going to feel good all the time. Sometimes I'm going to overtrain. Sometimes I'm going to undertrain. But mostly I hope that I train, you know, to a point where I get a good average strength. But the pain is a part of the process. But here's the key. When we get to that point to where the pain is necessary and we understand that it's not happening to us, it's happening for us, and we understand that the price that we're paying it happily. See, I wasn't mad because my back hurt. What I said was, wow, you know, I must have had a really good workout. I worked shoulders and I worked some back in there too. Cause my back muscles hurt, my upper back muscles. I'm like, oh, wow, that's awesome. So I'm happy. I'm clapping for the pain. Who does that? When you understand and you enjoy the price that you have to pay, it's at that very moment, ladies and gentlemen, that you start to use the pain as a stepping stone. And it's that moment when you take that first step toward growth in that area. Whatever the pain is, you're paying the price, you're happy that you're paying the price, you're not whining, you're not complaining, and the price is pain. But now you're happy, you're clapping. Wow, I'm in pain. I wake up and I've done legs the next day and my legs are hurting. I'm happy. That's pain. I'm like, wow, that means I really worked that muscle group. I tore the muscles. For those of you that don't know, when you work out, okay, and you're working a certain muscle group, and you start to your goal, if you're doing strength training, your goal is to rip those muscles, to tear those muscles. And when you get those tiny tears in your muscle, the first thing that your body does is to protect. Remember, I said the body, the brain's first response is to protect and preserve. The first thing that your body does is it creates extra fluid around those muscles that are torn so that they can heal, to absorb, to cushion it, those muscles. So that's why you get the swole look, and that's why you get the soreness, because it's the fluid that's pressing against your muscles while they're healing. And as your muscles heal, it creates more muscle fibers. Have you guys ever heard that when something heals, it heals stronger than it was the first time? So it adds extra muscle fiber to alleviate. I'm telling you, the brain is an amazing thing. But you have to put it in the right mold with the right energy. So if you need to take some NRG to do that, then get yourself pumped up. That's fine. Get you some NRG. Get you some Delgado coffee. Whatever you need to get in your veins to get yourself going. But when you take authority over your thoughts, then you take authority over your actions, right? No more reckless thoughts. But you're paying the price because you enjoy paying the price. And you move forward. And you put on that song every morning, Yes You Can. Whatever gets you in the mood, what is your thing, man? What's the thing that you do that gets you in the mood? And you don't care about what anybody else feels about it, you know, how anybody else feels. What's that thing that you do that just does it for you? It may not be what does it for the next person. It may not. But when you start putting things together in your life, and you got your habits, your rituals, everything is on track, and your pain is you're clapping for your pain. You're like, wow, I'm growing. This is my process. This is awesome. Then you start to realize that, you know what? I'm a meaningful specific. I'm doing things that I need to do to move myself forward. I'm not just, you know, what they call a wandering generality. Because now you have a target. You have a goal. Right? You're moving. It's not just belief and faith. It's action behind that thing. You can't get sore unless you put some action behind it. You can't be in pain unless there's some action. So are you a meaningful specific, or are you just a wandering generality? I mean, you got to aim. What's the energy level that you need to get you to aim at the target that you want to aim at? What does aiming mean? I mean, you write it down. You own it. You commit to that thing. And after you commit to it, you work towards it with meaningful purpose, of course, right? You work toward that thing. You don't allow the things on the outside to compromise what's going on the inside. I have this thing on my desk, and it looks like a brain kind of. It's just a round circle, but it has all sorts of points coming out from it. And when I looked at that this morning, I said, I said, that's a busy sculpture. It's a busy piece of art. And I'm like, what's the whole meaning behind that? That could mean a lot of different things from a lot of different to a lot of different people. All of the different points that come out from it, you know, that could be different thoughts that you have every day coming from the inside to the outside. Or that could be different things trying to penetrate from the outside coming to the inside. So it's up to your interpretation, but what works for you? What gets your energy level where you need it to be? What gets you moving to that point to where you're aiming now? You're putting action, you're writing down. What does it for you? See, once you figure that out, once you figure out what your habit is, what your ritual is, what buttons need to be pushed for you, then you start to push those buttons every day to move yourself in the right direction. But you have to put yourself in the right mindset, the right energy first. You have to be around people that inspire you. You have to listen to people that inspire you. Because remember, you have authority over the inflow and the outflow of your energy level, right? Of what comes in and what goes out. So when you know that you have that, things change. So if you get to that point where you don't know that you're unique, you don't believe that you're unique and there's never been another you and there never will be, and you have the ability to create something unique with a unique energy, only you can create for you because you know what you need. Your energy level has to be conducive to what you want to create because you're unique. There's never going to be another you. So, but here's the key, and here's what kind of like opened my eyes, okay? And for some of you, it's going to be an epiphany. If you don't think you deserve something, then you'll do things to keep you from getting it. That's called self-sabotage. And you don't even know you're doing it. You don't even know. But see, the lack of doing, the lack of action, it's the same as the wrong action. So when you don't think you deserve something, then you do things to keep you from getting it. If you don't think you deserve to be, the number one employee at your company, then you won't put forth the action to be the number one employee. If you don't think you deserve to make $1 million, this year, then guess what? You won't put the actions toward making $1 million. I'm telling you guys, the brain is an amazing thing. You have to figure out how it works. And once you figure out how it works, then the sky's the limit. There's nothing that you can't do, but it's all dependent upon how you create that atmosphere in your mind. Right? What atmosphere are you creating that you believe enough in yourself that you can accomplish anything you put your mind to? Because, I look at people sometimes and I'm like, man, I'm like, this person is like so talented, but their talent is misplaced or their talent is subdued because they don't believe in themselves enough. They're so shy. Or they're somebody on the outside has told them that they weren't worth anything. Somebody on the outside has told them what they should believe in and how they should do it. And they've never had to depend on themselves. They've never had to really sit down in a room and just say, God, tell me what it is that I need to do and how I need to do it. They've never done that because they're fearful of the unknown. And is it going to be easy? Is it going to be cute? And it's not always going to be easy and cute. Sometimes you're going to sit down in that room. You're going to allow God to pour into you. You're going to write it down. That's important. Write it down. And once you write it down, you're going to look at it. You're going to be like, man, I ain't doing that. But guess what? If you want to move to the next level, if you want to move in life, because change is going to happen. Progress doesn't have to happen. Progress is something that you move. But if you want it to happen, then you're going to have to take those hits. You're going to have to go through the pain. And you're going to have to start it because nothing can't get it finished until you start it, right? So here we are. You're sitting in a room. You're listening to God tell you what to do. And you look at it and you say, this doesn't fit in my comfort zone. This is not in the box that I'm in right now. And I'm not getting out of this box. So you take the paper And just like you've done in life, all of your life, you have 10 things on the paper, you pick out the three easy things to do. And you just do the easy things. When you do what's easy in life, you're going to have a hard life. When you do what's hard, then your life will be easy. Because the only way you can grow is to keep taking yourself from comfort zone to comfort zone, blasting through those comfort zones, being uncomfortable, never stopping. But how do you do that? You need the proper energy. You need to be around the right people. They need to be saying the same stuff that you're saying. And it's going to hurt when you got to move some people to the side or leave some people standing there. That's fine. Don't see it as leaving them. See it as, you know, well, they just didn't walk with me. They didn't keep up with me. I didn't leave you. I'm moving constantly. You just didn't come with me. Because people, they'll play those little Jedi mind tricks on you. But you got to know that what God has for you is for you, but you're never going to get it unless you start putting forth the action toward getting it, right? Never going to happen. Believe in yourself because you are unique. If you don't think you deserve it, then guess what? You don't. So you're right. But if you believe that you deserve it, then guess what? You do. You're right. But you got to know it. You got to believe it. You got to have faith in it. But when others think it won't work, guess what? It probably will. But you never know until you believe it enough to believe into it and commit to it and put action towards it. I talk about getting up and stuff. I always say, you know, you recognize when something's tough. You know when something's tough. But you squash that thought quickly, right? Because you don't want that thing that could take hold. Because, you know, you say, you know, it's tough to get up early. It's tough to eat the right food. It's just tough to do the right thing sometimes. Why? Let me tell you why it's tough to do the right thing. Do you know why it's tough to eat the right foods and why it's tough to get up early? Because the 97% aren't doing it. But the 3%, they are. They're doing it. You know, I heard I was scrolling through Instagram this morning. I saw a post put out by Reginald Saunders. And in the post said, and I wrote it down because I was like, wow. I said, that is so true. The post said the men in suits look really successful until you find out that they work for the men in pajamas. I want to be in my pajamas. I don't know about you. I just want to be in my pajamas every day, do what I want to do when I want to do it. But I want to be creating a legacy for my family, and I want to be helping other people create legacies for their family. How do I do that? The way I do that is to help people adjust their mental ability, help people adjust how they think about things, help people adjust, you know, where it starts, and that's between the ears. If you can adjust that piece right there, because nothing starts until it starts there. It goes from your head to your heart. So when you can say, I'm in it, I'm committed, this is me, I have faith that I'm going to succeed, then you believe that thing. You have faith that it's going to work and nobody can shake that. Now it goes down to your heart and it's a wrap. Now you don't stop because now it's necessary. It's important to you. People are going to judge you. People are going to say, you know, from the outside, you know, that you can't do it because they don't know what's happening on the inside. And guess what? You will never stop that. There's nothing you can do about that. People are going to always judge you from what they see on the outside. But it's important that you understand what's on the inside, what's driving you, what's pushing you to the next level, what's your why. And when you know that, your energy level stays high and your decisions change. How you make decisions on things, it changes. Therefore, now you're creating, you're making good decisions. You don't care. See, one of the biggest hurdles that we have in life is that we do what we do to please other people. But it all starts with you. If it's feeding your purpose, if it's feeding your goal, if it's feeding your vision, then it will affect the people that God wants it to affect. You can't change the entire world. God put you here to affect certain people because of your uniqueness. So tap into what that uniqueness is. Tap into what your purpose is. And believe in yourself. Focus on your productivity on the inside. And soon enough, guys, it'll show on the outside. But never, ever, ever grind for the acceptance of others. Grind because you want more. Because your family deserves more. And because you deserve more. That's why you grind. And guess what? Everything else will fall into place. It's not selfish. It's how God created you. Allow your light to shine. Your light cannot shine if you keep sticking it in the mud. Allow your light to shine, and then you're going to be able to attract and help and bridge more gaps with more people. But you got to hold it high, and your energy level has to be conducive to what you want to achieve in life. So, guys, my time is up. You know, energy is everything. Energy is absolutely everything. You know, when you go out today, you know, be a beacon of light for somebody. Give them some energy, you know, and only be around people that you can get the good energy from, okay? The good energy. Don't allow fear to captivate you and hold you captive. Control your day. Be the authority over what you do, guys. You know, join us right here on Tuesday morning next week, 8 a.m., bright and early, and we're going to bridge some more gaps, guys. Thank you all for chiming in this morning. It's been an absolute honor and pleasure, guys, hopefully bridging some gaps with somebody out there, guys, right here on The Grind. You guys have a great, blessed day.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
I honestly grow insecure as I get older. Cause even when you hot, there comes a day when you get colder. Comes a day when you slower. Time is taking its toll. 45 on the back of the jersey upon your soul. I'm scared of letting go. I don't know what the future holds.
My nightmares are having nightmares. I'm quite scared of what's right and fair. How I fare in eternity. Will I hear well done when he turned to me? Will I hear you care too much about all this stuff that really don't matter? You chase the wind and you want it. Got to the top of a 2-foot ladder. What's after? I can capture all this mess. My heart was.
Times I couldn't back that up. Like when I ran from them vatos, scuffing up my zapatos, scared of losing my hide. I was so embarrassed inside. If I could go back in time, I would stand and say something like, I ain't never scared, never scared, never scared. I'm lying, I'm scared of these thoughts in my head. I'm scared of possibly pushing people right over the ledge. When I say I pledge allegiance to the struggle, then I turn around and buckle under stress and under pressure. Below my dresser that could teach my pain a lesson, but I'd rather not address it. Address is in depression. I'm scared if I confess it that you gon' look at me like I'm something less, and I'm such a mess.
Celui qui a peur d'admettre ses craintes et celui qui ne pourra pas les surmonter. On trouve la liberté dans la confession et la liberté dans la reconnaissance.
Yeah. And it just so happens I'm wrestling with my status. I'm trying to see me like he do, not focusing on his madness. They count on me, count me out on the count of they fear and doubt. Keep a count of my wrongs, trying to keep me inside their house. Some just keep me around, gotta wonder what that's about. Yeah, they want to be politically correct, I suppose. But I'm comfortable in my skin while they just pretending they close. I'm scared of falling and failing in front of all of my friends.
勝つことはできないだろう。すべてを受け入れたその先に自由は存在し、恐怖は